Tonight inside the Wildcats' Den, the Livingston Academy girls soccer team played Page in the 2A quarterfinals this morning. We'll hear from head coach David Sadler and one of his players about the game. Winter sports are gearing up for action, and the football team winds down their season. We go inside the Wildcats' Den as we're joined by head coach David Sadler of the Livingston Academy girls soccer team after their game against Page. Final in this one, 1-0. Page wins it, and talking to the team over there, obviously very emotional. You heard him talking over there. It's the senior class that you've been with there 4 years. Your first year was 4 years ago. Just take me through what the message was to the team after a tough loss like this one.
You know, especially to the seniors, I just wanted to thank them for their leadership, their playing, just being a part of my life and allowing me to be a part of theirs for the last 4 years, and just how much they mean to me and how much they mean to this team.
Coach, that was one heck of a team you guys were taking on. Of course, they win the state championship last year. They hadn't lost this year. You took them almost a full 80 minutes, about 76 minutes, and then it was just a free kick that was saved initially, and just the bounce back finally fell in there. How good did your team play, especially defensively today, and especially Emma Dolworth between the posts?
Well, we were all defense today. There's no doubt about it. They're a very strong offensive team, so we had to hold them. Then we had a couple injuries. We had to throw two girls in there who normally didn't play in these certain positions to try to help us out and hold. We were playing for overtime. Like I said, you know, got a free kick. Emma had probably 20-plus saves today, shot after shot after shot, and that one just happened to get by her.
Mallory Lindsay, I believe, was the player that went down. How's she doing? Is she doing all right?
She's feeling good. She's walking around. They were worried. She took a shot to the back of the head. So they were worried about spinal things and things like that, but she seems to be doing well. Sienna, the other one, took a ball to the side of the head, so it jarred her pretty good, too. But they both seem to be doing well.
It looks like after that you moved Taryn Childers back in kind of that holding mid position. Was it to try to get her some more touches and maybe get that offense going a little bit, or is it just to have some more control in the middle of the field?
We needed more control and a little bit more defense. Her back there and the way she watches the ball. And then we switched her and Ella Copeland. Ella Copeland plays that holding mid some too. So we moved her back up to maybe try to get a little bit of offense. But to be honest about it, we were playing in a defensive mode.
Coach, I do want to talk about the seniors a little bit more. Seven seniors, of course. You had one of those seniors almost as one of your player coaches this year, and then another one in between the goalposts for you. How impactful are they just on this program, and how impactful do you hope that it might bring some younger girls out to play some soccer while they're younger and they can come up and play for you now?
Well, Lily Copeland is our injured senior, a huge, huge asset on the team for 3 years, and would have been, and still is after 4 years, because she was the a sideline coach. She saw things that we might not have. She kept the girls' morale, and most time when players get an injury like that, they just say, I'm not going to do anything. But she didn't. She kept stats. She came to every practice, went to therapy, kept the girls up, and then with Emma Dolworth out there in the goal, she was a very strong senior. And then we also had Avery Chapin playing in the middle, a very strong senior there and very good leadership. So we've been blessed with such good leadership with all our seniors and all our players.
Bringing a lot of talent back next year, so that'll sure be a lot of fun. I do want to ask just about Ellie in general. Got a lot of good sports going on right now. Now, of course, you guys, the volleyball team went pretty deep. The football team searching for that first win. But there's a lot of buzz around that program with the new stadium and everything. And, of course, basketball is coming up in a little bit. What's it like just at the school and the success that really most of the athletic teams are having right now?
Well, if I wish you could have recorded our student section. I mean, we had three pet buses come down. That's how strong sports is at L.A., and that's how the tradition is. And to bring three pet buses to a first-round soccer game state was just – man, it was overwhelming. The girls loved it. We support our teams, we support our players, and we support our students, and that's just what I love about Livingston Academy.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck next season.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach David Sadler, right here inside the Wildcats' Den.
We're inside the Wildcats' Den as we're joined by senior Aaliyah Melton of the volleyball team, and got a chance to talk to Abby a little earlier on. And of course, volleyball, really successful year this year. You guys have been good all 4 years. How proud are you of the three sub-state appearances and then the state appearance as well in your freshman year?
Extremely proud, especially since there's some younger girls that had to step up and fill some shoes this year, so just very proud.
That's what I know, and we've talked before. I know I've talked to Coach Jenkins as well. Seems like you guys have put a lot of work in, and especially with those younger players this year. Where did you guys have to improve the most to still make the run that you guys did in the postseason?
It was pretty much passing. Our passing was pretty weak, but we had to work on that a lot. And not me being the only one hitting. We had to have two, three more girls hitting.
What kind of impact do you hope that you leave on the volleyball program going forward here at Livingston?
I hope people just look at me and think about how hard I worked and that time does fly, you know. People tell you all 4 years, like, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior year that, like, you know, high school will fly and you never believe them, but it actually does. Now that I'm sitting here as a senior, it does fly, so.
Speaking of that, what was your favorite memory from volleyball? Could have been this year, could have been the last few years.
I guess I'll have to say my favorite memory was going to state freshman year.
I kind of think that's probably a pretty good one. Do you have a favorite memory with Coach Jenkins specifically?
Oh, geez. A ton. There's way too many. Probably before her daughter's now a freshman, but before she was, all she would do is yell at her on the sideline, so that was pretty funny.
What's next for you? I know you got basketball coming up. Do you play any other sports outside of basketball after that, too?
No, it's just basketball left.
I know you were just talking about conditioning this week and how that's been going. Are you excited to get into the season for basketball?
I'm so excited. So excited just to get past these 2 weeks of conditioning, and then we'll be ready.
Do you have any plans to play volleyball after high school?
No. I've recently come to the conclusion that I just want to go to TCAT Livingston after and just finish cosmetology school.
Cool. Well, what is your favorite match that you played in volleyball, or maybe favorite gym that you played in volleyball?
I would have to say our home gym is my favorite gym to play in, just to have that home crowd. And the favorite match would have to be when we beat Upperman in the district championship.
That's always a good one. The rivalry wins are always fun. That's senior volleyball player Aaliyah Melton right here inside the Wildcats Den. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior Nick Emmerich, a band member with the Livingston Academy Wildcats Band. And Nick, first of all, what instrument do you play?
That's a kind of weird question. I play every saxophone, so alto all the way up to Barry. Currently playing Barry.
What got you into playing in the band?
If I'm going to be honest, originally it was to get out of keyboarding class, but it kind of grew into a passion, and now I can't really see myself doing anything else.
How long have you been playing?
Since fifth grade, so I think this would be my eighth year.
Was saxophone the first instrument you learned to play, or did you start on something else?
No, it was always saxophone. I started on it, and I've grown with it.
How did you, I guess, was that your choice, or was it just kind of random whenever you first started?
Well, when I was having to choose, I kind of looked at all of them. I didn't want to play the trombone. Well, that was my second option. I just didn't want to play the trombone. And then I saw saxophone, I was like, isn't that from that one song? And that's just what led it here. That's what led that way.
What's your favorite part of being in the band?
Oh, definitely the trips.
Where do you guys go? Take me through that.
Oh, okay. So we go to every game right now, except York, but that's a bit of a personal thing. And then we also go to, like, 8 competitions at max a year. So we go compete against other bands like Cookeville, Forest, and all that jazz, and we participate to see where we rank among them. Though, obviously, there's divisions like small band, big band. We're a small band.
Gotcha, cool. Would you rather play at a sporting event or in a band competition against other schools?
Oh, this is hard. If it's just for, like, the energy, I definitely want to play at a game. But I think I'd much rather prefer playing at competitions because it's other people you can talk to that know exactly what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite song to play, or maybe a favorite style that you guys play?
Oh, without a doubt, jazz. I love playing jazz. But my favorite song is... God, we've gotten some new ones recently, so I'm trying to think. Between the new ones, it's definitely... we have this song called Uptown Funk. And pretty much I get to play the bop-bop-da-bop-bop-da-bop-bop. I just love it.
So when you started back in fifth grade or so, did someone introduce you to band, or what got you interested in it?
Mr. Holbrook. He was the former band director at the middle school. And just how much energy he had, I guess it kind of drew me in more towards that because, you know, I was trying to find a way out of keyboarding class. And, I mean, there's this man saying he can make me this great player, and I was like, I'm down for it.
You have any future plans of playing the saxophone after high school?
Oh, yeah, I'm going into tech for it, hopefully. I applied. And then I'll get to a band director position, and then hopefully I'll go get my master's degree in performance, and then go for a college professor status.
Cool. That's senior Nick Emmerich with the band here at Livingston Academy. We go inside the Wildcats then as we're joined by head football coach Dale Flatt. Coach, a good game against Watertown, 38-14, a loss, but the team looked pretty good at times in that, especially in the first half, the offense looking pretty good. Just take me through, what were your thoughts on that game?
You know, I thought we really did. We played really well, especially the first half. I think maybe some special team things that we messed up on. You know, we threw some interceptions. We had some fumbles. And everything that we messed up on, it cost us. I don't know, maybe that comes with, maybe young players, inexperienced players. I don't know, but, you know, as far as offense, defense, we played really well. We just got to get them other things straightened out.
You kind of mentioned the inexperience, and you got the freshman quarterback and Adrian Jenkins in it there right now, and he looked pretty good in stretches, especially the one scoring drive where he threw for a touchdown. He also had Lachlan run in for a touchdown. Do you think he'll get better kind of the more experience he gets as well?
Oh, yeah. Any kid, anytime you get out on the field, the way I always look at it, every time they're out on the field, they're getting experience, they're getting better, whether it be practice, whether it be in a game, especially in a game because, you know, you go in practice every day and you get used to that. A game's a whole nother thing. You know, it's the nerves are going, you know, and the excitement and things like that. So game experience is really important as well.
For the most part, the defense played pretty well, and we were really impressed in that first quarter how they came out to start the ball game against that Watertown Purple Tigers offense. How did you feel the defense played in that game?
I thought they played really good. I really did. I watching it on film and even in the game, we had some sacks. We got in the backfield. We stopped ball carrier, at the line of scrimmage. Our linebackers were coming up, and that's something we've been working on all year long, and they were coming up. We were doing the things that we're supposed to do and really look good at times. I'm wanting to say maybe they slipped through maybe twice and scored on us on our defense, and the rest of it was just, like I said, things like special teams, or it might have been a fumble and a pick six, or, you know, things like that.
Coach, what are you guys working on as you get ready for the Bees coming up on Friday?
Well, they run, you know, kind of the same offense. We're still doing some of the same things. One thing about them, Watertown was kind of predictable as far as they would go to the strength side all the time, and you knew kind of where the ball was going. Upperman's not that way. They might go to the strength side one time. Next time they're going to the weak side. They might pull guards and go one way and run the ball the other way. They do, I would say, more stuff than maybe Watertown does. So we're working on that. We're trying to get them ready for that extra stuff that Upperman does, and try to get them ready to be, you know, so that we can have maybe a good defensive stand again like we did last Friday.
What do you think stands out most about this Upperman team? Is it kind of the craftiness, like you mentioned? Are they big? Or are they just skilled everywhere? They've been playing some pretty good football for a few years now. What really stands out about them?
Well, I think last year they were huge. I mean, they were a really big team. I don't think they're as big this year as they was last year. They got a lot of speed. They got a lot of speed. And I went and watched them play Couville. Of course, that was first game of the season. So I've seen them play. I've seen them on film. A lot of times you watch them on film, and you really can't tell how big they are, or how small they are, or how fast or how slow. But watching them against Couville, the speed really stood out to me. The size did too, because I noticed that they were a little bit smaller than what they was from last year.
Obviously, big rivalry game with them, and they're playing for a possible region title, so they're still playing for a lot. What has been your message to the team this week in getting ready for them?
Every time we go out, to do our best, and I think if people go to the games regularly, I think they see that. I think they see our kids trying as hard as they can, and that's kind of my message. You can't worry about wins and losses. Of course, yes, it bothers you, you know. But the biggest thing is you want those kids to play the very best that they can, and that's what I want from our kids. I want them to play the very best they can, use all the ability they got, and just give it their all, you know. And I think that's all you can ask for out of a kid.
Coach, we got to see one of your seniors and Josh Ramsey get back out on the field. He caught a touchdown pass against Watertown. How cool is that to see? Dan played since week two, and he had a really good game against Cookeville. First game back, he's able to find the end zone.
It was really good. Whenever he got hurt, I thought that he wouldn't come back. For him to come back this week, I thought was just great. And you know, he told me afterwards, he said, that's the first touchdown pass I ever caught, which makes it more special.
Mm-hmm. All right, lastly, Coach, taking on the Bees, what are a couple of keys that the team's going to have to do well to take on a good football team?
You know, we got to be mistake free. They're a good team. We've got some really good teams in this region. And each time we play them, I try to stress we have to be mistake free. And you know, we have to limit those mistakes. Of course, you know, we're only human. You make those mistakes, but you try to limit them as much as you can. And I always tell our players, if you do make a mistake, let's make it full speed. And a lot of times you can make something happen even though you might do the wrong thing.
That's it, Coach Dale Flatt, as the Wildcats get ready for the Upperman Bees right here inside the Wildcats Den. We go back inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by senior volleyball player Abby Ray, a strong side hitter for the volleyball team this year, and another successful season for the volleyball team here at Livingston Academy, another sub-state appearance. You guys pretty successful in your 4 years here, 3 sub-states and a state appearance as well. Just take me through, how fun was this season?
It was really fun, and also my favorite part probably was getting to know all the players, the new freshmen coming up, and I'm really happy that they got this experience this year. And I think it's really awesome that we've been 3 years in a row.
I know I've talked to a few players this season, including Coach Jenkins herself, and it seemed like you guys had to put in a lot of work just to get to that sub-state this year. What kind of stuff did you guys work on in practice, and how much did you guys improve this season?
We have improved a lot since the start of the season. At the start of the season, though, I was hurt, and I couldn't play that much, but we've come a long way since then, and also during practices, we would usually work on skills and fundamentals.
How proud are you at being a senior, just kind of leaving the program with 3 sub-state appearances and a state appearances, along with your other seniors on the team as well, but how proud are you just to say that you've done this year at Livingston?
I'm very proud. I'm so excited.
Was it a goal for you kind of coming into high school to have this much success, or did you know it was kind of a possibility to have this much success?
I knew it was a possibility to have this much success, but I didn't know that we'd come this far.
What is your favorite memory from volleyball? Could be this year, could be any of the years.
My favorite memory was probably Florida when we all went my freshman year. I had the best time.
Do you have a favorite memory from Coach Jenkins?
I also love when Coach Jenkins gets us hyped up before games, and she would always say, let's pray. And she would also say, thank you, Jesus, every time we would do something good.
What kind of impact do you hope that you guys as seniors kind of leave on this program going forward?
I hope that we have a good impact and that we want to push the other girls to be successful later on in the volleyball career.
Now, obviously, still, that's just the fall sports here at Livingston. Are you playing any more as this year goes on?
No, I'm just a volleyball player.
Do you plan on trying to play volleyball maybe after high school at all?
No, I think I'm just going to go straight into work.
Maybe recreationally, find a league around, something like that. Well, lastly, what was maybe your favorite match you played in or favorite gym or arena that you played in?
Probably the ones in Knoxville. They were the funnest.
That sounds pretty cool. That's senior strong side hitter Abby Wright with the volleyball team here at Livingston Academy. Here are the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. The cross-country teams are in action tonight in the Region 4 Championship in Lafayette, Tennessee at Macon County High School. The boys and girls basketball teams and wrestling team began conditioning this week as they get ready for their seasons. Basketball teams start in just a couple of weeks on November 15th against the Clay County Bulldogs. For more Wildcats sports, go to UCSportsNation.com. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by senior cross-country runner Riley Stockton. And Riley, I'll just start it off. How have you been running this season? How's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. I'm a lot better than last year. My goal for the season was to get below 28, and I got below 27 at our last meet.
Awesome. What was your PR last year, and how much have you improved since last year?
I think last year it was 32 minutes and 40 seconds, and then this year it's 26 minutes and 54 seconds.
Now, you guys, if I'm not mistaken, is it the 5K that you guys run in cross country for boys? Well, I mean, what was that challenge like? From middle school, I know we jumped from 3K to 5K, and I'm sure you've probably upped your mileage since you've been through high school. What's kind of that challenge been like for you?
I mean, when I joined cross country, I wasn't running at all, and I wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, oh, this is a lot. This will kill you. But, I mean, now it's not as bad as when I started.
So brand new into cross country, when did you start and what got you into it?
I started like sophomore year, but I joined late so I couldn't go to meets. One of my buddies was doing it, and I was just, I need something to do.
That's pretty easy enough. Well, what makes it so fun being on the cross country team? What do you enjoy the most?
I mean, I've gotten to know all the other people on the cross country team that I would have never talked to before, and they're all really nice people, and I mean, also just keeps me in shape.
Temperature's finally getting cooler outside. I assume as a runner, that's probably kind of more advantageous for you. Would you rather run in cold weather or rather run in hot weather?
I'd rather run in cold. I can't handle heat well. I'd rather run in cold.
What do you guys, I know practicing cross country sounds like an easy question, but I assume you run. But are there any drills that you guys do in practice as well?
I mean, we do this thing called strides where we, it's like 1 minute intervals. Or we'll sprint for a little bit, and then we take a break, and then we sprint. And that's about it. And that besides that, we just run 5Ks.
Gotcha, cool. I was going to ask, too, what is your favorite course that you guys have raced at?
Most definitely the Cookeville meet.
Cool. That's Senior Riley Stockton with the cross-country team as we go inside the Wildcats' den. Friday night, the L.A. football team plays their final game of the year. They'll host the Upperman Bees at Tom Davis Memorial Stadium. The Bees are in search of a win and possibly another region title, so they'll be motivated against the Wildcats. For L.A., freshman quarterback Adrian Jenkins showed some nice progress against Watertown, throwing for a touchdown and leading some strong offensive drives. It'll be a great test for L.A. to see what they've got in the last game of the year. If you can't make it out Friday night, be sure to tune in right here at 6:30 with myself and Josh Scott. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.